Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jean?
Yes, how you doing, Jean?
Hi, I'm good. That wasn't so bad. We played a little bit of phone tag, but we managed.
Nah, no problem. Is that a real person?
Yeah, she's a real person.
Oh.
Did she sound like a computer or something?
She sounded automated. I mean, she's like perfect voice, like, she must be speaking with like a microphone, like a, at her mouth. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, because
cool.
She has that, because you have that sound, you know, like somebody, like a computer coming on speaking to you. But
yeah.
She sounds like, I wasn't sure. I started to ask her something, you know, out of the norm just to see what she would say, but I wasn't sure if she was real or not. Don't tell her
that's
I did that.
Funny. That's well, I mean, I guess that could be viewed as a positive thing, too, so.
Yeah. I'm very, very professional, yeah.
Yeah, because you said she has a perfect voice, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's like the tone and everything. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. What do you need from me?
Okay, so I was actually, let me see here. I was looking at your inquiry yesterday, and you said that you wanted to speak with a representative. So I didn't know if you already had an account or if you were looking into our services and wanted information. So I just wanted to kind of reach out to you and see, you know, what it is I could do for you.
Yeah, so I just called in a minute ago, and I spoke to a gentleman, and he asked me a few questions. He input some information, I think, into your system, so it may be available to you. But
yep.
So I have a coworker, not a coworker, but a business partner that used to be in Tampa with me, and that is now in South Carolina and Georgia, and he recommended you guys very strongly, and so. We are a national franchise in all two territories in Florida, on Tampa and Central Florida, is around 100 zip codes. And so when we first start, I started about 3 years ago, when we first start, we are really heavy into Angie to get started, right, to get the ball rolling. Once you get established, you get some reviews and your website gets started getting hits and things like that, then we have the ability to kind of a la carte, you know, different marketing that we would like to spend money on. And so we're always looking for more leads. And so what I'm trying to do is scale my business up, and I'm looking to hire one, if not two, salespeople. And to do that, I just need more leads than what I have now.
Oh, I love it. So you're in a growth mode, so to speak, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So there's a couple of different packages that we have. I just want to see here. If Google Guaranteed is available in your area, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, so I do Google local service ads. I have a Google My Business. I mean, we have a pretty robust franchise support, but they don't limit us to just stay within that. We can spend money outside of that with other companies. So that's what I'm trying to do is trying to. Basically augment what I'm getting organic.
Okay. So I see the Google business page. You said one was for Tampa and the other one was for Central Florida. What city is the Central Florida one tied into? Because you're right, you have many, many locations within that corporation, you know?
Yeah, so it's actually based out of Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, okay. And then you have another franchise in Tampa, or is the Lakeland covering Tampa as well?
It's they're two separate websites, two separate territories. I just own both territories.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought there was probably two different locations. So what we specialize in addition to what you have with the local service ads, is to get businesses ranked on the first page of Google and Bing in the maps. And the reason that that's so beneficial is it's the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search, 87% will actually bypass the paid ads and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. And when I say nobody, it's actually less than 1% of consumers that will click to page two. Okay. So, with this package, what it would include for you is not only the programming to get your, you know, franchises up on the first page of Google and Bing, but we would also program them into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, which is very, very important because that mobile platform optimization will make sure that you come up from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then you do have, you know, the Google Business pages set up already, which is great. Other than that, and having, you know, the nice website, do you have anything else like a business Facebook or anything like that?
We do have a business Facebook. We have a business Instagram, and that's all handled through corporate. That's included in our franchise costs and things like that.
Okay, perfect. The reason I ask you that, Gene, is that because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So since you already have the business Facebook, it's pretty cool how it works, and I'm sure that you've recognized this already, but when you search for something online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah,
that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for, okay? So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your business coming up every time, okay? So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then remind me, how many zip codes did you say that your two territories cover?
It's close to 100.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact number, but it's probably 90 to 100 is my guess.
Okay. So with these packages, I could put you into the corporate rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it would run a flat rate of $299 month to month, and that would be for each location. If you wanted to, you know, kind of have a campaign going for each one of them, there is a $99 setup fee that goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. So, you know, you have an option of, you know, if you wanted to start with one or start with both of them, you know, either way, we could set up that corporate rate pricing for you. And then have you ever tried, or you know, you might even have them running already through the corporate, the Google pay-per-click ads?
Yes.
Okay. Do they have a Google ads campaign running in addition to the local service ads?
Yeah. Yep.
They do. Okay. Okay, good. Then you're covered there. The reason I brought it up, since you cover close to 100 zip codes, is the local map optimization, although it's the highest revenue generating section online, it would be set specifically to the locations. You know, one for the Lakeland and one for the Tampa doesn't mean that you would only be found in Lakeland and Tampa in the maps, because it works like a net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then eventually you spiderweb out into the surrounding areas, and that's based on the relevancy. Meaning, you know, the more people that find you, then the more relevant you become and the larger reach you get. But for people that say, you know, oh, I want the entire central region of my state, or I want to be found in several counties, you know, that requires the Google ad campaign, because with the ads, you can target wherever you want without having an address there. Now, we can cover you in that demographic with the Facebook ads that are already included, because with those ads, you can, you know, target wherever you like as well without having to have, you know, a physical location there. Okay? So, yeah, and then you'll get a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll be able to see specifically through these campaigns, you know, how many new clients you're getting through Facebook, how many new clients you're getting through the Google Maps. You'll see which keywords they're typing in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, so that way everything is very transparent. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, and is it something that, you know, being that it's a month-to-month program, that you're comfortable in setting up and maybe giving it a try for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works?
Sure, absolutely. I'm very interested. My question is that $299, is there a cost per lead as well, or is that $299?
No, it's $299 flat rate no matter what. And when you say leads, it's not a lead generation program like Angie's, right? Because those guys will sell the lead to you and everybody else out there,
right.
You know, meaning there's nothing exclusive about
right.
it. But because there's limited availability on the first pages of Google, and because we're a premier partner, we program you into that high traffic area and put you in a spotlight position on the first page in the maps. And then it's all inclusive. So it doesn't matter if you take 5 new jobs a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 new jobs a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this would not generate leads that I would have to handle. This would come through my CSR setup that I have now. It would just be making me more visible, basically, right?
Exactly, yeah, because
okay. yeah.
87% of consumers will hire specifically from the first page of Google Maps, and so that's
yeah.
the highly coveted position, and that's probably why your former business partner recommended, you know, us to you, because, you know, most
yeah.
people will hire from that section as opposed even to the Google ads or the local service ads, because in a Google ad, all it is typically is a tagline and a link to a website. There's not a lot of information as to whether the company is local or credible or not. But when you look in the maps, as you know, you can see the business names are displayed, the websites are linked to it, the reviews are visible, which you already have solid reviews on both of the business profiles, right? And
yeah.
the phone numbers
yeah.
are available on a click-to-call feature. So all of that creates that, you know, warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling for a potential client to work with you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And then
yeah.
The nice thing about these programs is, like I said, it's all trackable. So you'll be able to see, you know, that you're getting the most bang for your buck and which keywords you're ranking for and, you know, which areas, you know, you're touching through the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One question, there's no way to, I mean, initially to start with, there's no way to zero in on one certain area would be based on either Lakeland or Tampa specific, right?
Correct. Yeah, unless you wanted to say, okay, I want to try this for Lakeland, but I want to run the Facebook ads a little bit more towards Tampa, then you could set up one campaign and you could essentially cover both areas, but it wouldn't be that you would be in the maps of Google in both areas, which is where you'll get the most traction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I would like to try this I would like to sign up to give this a shot.
Okay. So, and you're going to love it, Gene. I'm so glad that you said that. So I'll send the confirmation email to you. Do you want to use the same one that you put on that form, which is ghawk@footprintsfloors.com?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this your personal line or is this the actual business line that you have displayed on Google?
This is the 1114.
Oh, nope. This is the 7584 number.
That's my, this, That's my work cell number.
Okay. So I'll put that as a secondary line for internal purposes only. Like if our technicians needed to reach you or something, they can refer to that. But as far as the number that's published on Google, that's going to stay at 813-590-1114, correct?
Yeah, that goes straight into the CSR. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then what is the business address for that location?
Or which one?
Central Florida, because that's the number that's tied into the Central Florida one.
Yeah. Now, are you wanting the address by like legal address, or do you are my? I mean, I live and base out of the Central Florida location. So, would you want my address or?
What I'm looking for, Gene, is if you remember whatever address was set up when you created the Google Business Profile. So if it's a home-based business or a residence, that's fine because the address is already hidden on the profile. I just want to make sure it matches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't remember what that street address is. It is based on a home address.
Okay.
And it is a... it's one of my relatives' homes in Lakeland. It was the initial pin that we put in the map for the Lakeland.
You're very smart
Tampa.
To do it that way.
Yeah, and then Tampa is also. I'll have to look that up as well because that one was put in when we rented a virtual office. Well, we rented a office for a time, and that's where that pin was dropped for the Tampa address. Actually, I didn't do that. That was the previous owner. They stole to me I had been in about 3 months, and they were moving to Colorado, getting another location there. So I purchased theirs. I just kind of inherited their address that they had in Tampa.
Did they give you access to the Google Business Profile?
Yes.
Okay. So what we'll have you do then is we'll have you add us as a manager to those Google Business Profiles, and then our technician should be able to go in and see which address was used, you know, when they were originally verified, just so that they match. Okay. So because you say the one in Lakeland was a relative's address that they allowed you to use it, and the one for Tampa was a virtual office, but you don't remember either one of those because
both of them are basically hidden from public view or anything.
Right, yeah, which is perfect. Google does that anyway. So let me just make a note here. I'll pick a random zip code for Lakeland. Do you know which zip code it was under? Probably not, huh? Because there's 33805, 33801, 33811. There's a couple of
I think it's the 11 or 10, I think.
Okay, 338.
But I'm not certain. But I can get through corporate. I can get both those addresses sent to me today, and I can give them to you if you want.
That'll work, yeah, because I'm going to create a client interview anyway for my technician to call you later today, and that's where they'll go over the fine-tuning as far as, the keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So as long as you have it during that appointment time, you'll be fine, okay? So let me just go back over here. And I assume since they're franchises that each one has a unique URL for the website that ports to each one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me check the Central Florida one first, and then I will put that one. Here's the web address.
Yeah, they're two completely independent websites.
Yep, footprintsfloors.com/Lakeland is the first one, so I'll attach it here.
Yep.
Oh, and did you want to start with the Lakeland, or do you want to start with both of them?
Because
it would be $398 today and $299 monthly for one, or for both of them, it would be $796 today and then $598 monthly for both of them.
Yeah, I think I want to do both.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a really good way to go since you have two areas, you know, that way you show some love to both of them, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so let me go in here and add the second one. It makes me go through a whole different screen, so just bear with me. You know how computers are. They have a mind of their own.
Yep.
Okay, so now I have Footprint Floors Tampa. And then give me a zip code for Tampa. And again, it's preliminary. It might not be the one that matches, but just so we have something to create the account under.
Yeah. 33626.
Okay. And then the, you know what? You have the phone number for that location also set up under the 114 number. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They both come because it's a sole owner. Yeah. So, I mean, I have one girl that works both. She answers the phone for both.
Got it. Okay. So what I would recommend, Jane, is that automatically throws a red flag with Google to have two locations with the same phone number. So anything that's duplicate, will actually hurt your rankings. So what we could do, absolutely. So what I can do is provide a call tracking number for one or both of them, depending on what you wanted to do. And we would buy a new phone number that would be specific to each area, and they could still forward over to that girl that, you know, handles it now, but this way you would have two separate phone numbers. So do you want to display the 1114 on one of them and keep it that way and just do a call tracking number on the other, or are you thinking that you would be okay to get tracking numbers for both of them? Either way, it won't cost you extra. I can include it in the package.
I really need to ask corporate about how to do that, really, how I should do that.
So,
I'll just have to, it won't be a problem, I just need to know which is the best way to do it. But I mean, that's great information, because the entire time, I mean, for 2 years and 10 months, it's been one number for both.
And that's probably hurting you. And I notice just by Googling it that the area code for Lakeland, too, it should be 863. So if you do get the call tracking number for one of them, definitely do it for the Lakeland, because you already have an 813 for Tampa, which matches the area. That also throws a red flag. You know, if you're in Lakeland and you have a Tampa phone number, right? So, I'll just put a little side note in here that the area code for Lakeland is 863, just in case you decide to do it that way. So,
thanks.
Yes, of course. And then as far as setting up the campaign, I can do this for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
We can do debit.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
It has both.
Okay. And so for you, is there a middle name or initial, or is it just first and last?
Actually, it's my full legal name. So let me try to get my card out here.
Sure, make sure it matches. That's okay too, because my system's loading the billing. Okay, good. I got into the billing page, so I'm ready whenever you are, and take your time.
Okay, it's a business debit, the Visa. The first name is LeBron, LeBron.
Okay.
The middle name is Eugene. Don't tell anybody I'll kill you. And last name is Hawk, H-A-W-K. And it's Beachlight Flooring, LLC. That's my DBA is Footprint Floors. That's my actual discount company is with Beach Light Flooring LLC.
Beach Light, is it L-I-T-E or L-I-G-H-T?
L-I-F-E, Beach Life.
Oh, Life. Flooring. Okay, I thought you said, I'm happy I said, okay, Beach Life Flooring, LLC, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just okay. DBA is Footprint Floors, yeah.
Okay, I'll put that to DBA, Footprint Floors. Is your first name LeBron, L-A-B as in boy, or did you say D as in David?
L-A-B as in boy, R-O-N.
Okay, got it. Okay. And then what is the billing address that's associated with this card?
That is, yeah, it's 5802 Turncrest Drive, and that's Turncrest, T-E-R-N-C-R-E-S-T. That's one word.
Okay.
E-R-N. Yeah. And then Lithia, Florida, L-I-T-H-I-A, 33547.
33547. Okay, so 5802 Turncrest Drive with an E, Lithia, Florida, 33547.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then the card number?
4427.
Okay.
3225.
Okay.
3202.
Got it.
9647.
9647. Okay, and expiration?
Is 7 of 27.
Alrighty, and the code?
66664.
664. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you for that client interview to go over your keywords and get you set up. And I want to forewarn you, Gene, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, so I use Beach Life or Footprints?
I would just use the Footprints Floor since that's the business
okay.
that we're setting it up
yep.
for, and that's your DBA anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
It says actually to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Footprints Floors.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Gene Hawk, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. And so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $796. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $598. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then all I have to do is open up the calendar here and see what time is available for the client interview, and then we'll schedule you. So give me one moment here. The calendar. I can't believe it's September already. The year is flying by. Someone
yep.
said in our morning meeting yesterday, it's the first day of the last quarter of the year. And I thought, wow, I can't believe that. That really puts things into perspective how fast the years are going.
yeah, that's very true.
For sure. So now, Do you want to do one as close to now? Because I have a noon available. If not, we can push it out later. We could do 12, 1, 3, 4, or wait, no, 4, 5, or 6 for the client interview. Typically, it takes about 30 minutes for you. It might take a little bit more because it's two locations, but just keep that in mind.
Okay. I am packed today. I'm really just talking to you between estimates right now.
Sure.
And I'm it's going to be a long day today. I'm probably 6, 7 o'clock p.m. before I get done today. So I would like to see if I could possibly schedule it for like midday my time or later on Monday.
Sure.
Is that possible?
Let me look. Yeah, absolutely. So for Monday, I have the calendar open. And what are you thinking when you say midday?
I mean, I can do either 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. or any time after 1 I can do on Monday, except for 5 p.m. Eastern.
You know what? I have a 1 o'clock open, so let me grab that. Will that work?
Yep.
Okay, and that's Eastern time, so that's 10 o'clock our time. Okay, I want to grab this appointment, and then I will send you a little reminder for it. And what I'm doing right now, Jean, is I'm blocking out the whole hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly... Yeah, since I got you into the corporate rate, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature because it's not available to the general public, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Flash?
In 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I did, yes.
Perfect. Okay. So there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on it, and then it'll take you to that page that says local / terms of experience. And then all you have to do, Jean, is scroll all the way to the bottom and hit two little boxes. One will say you're authorized on the other account. The other one will say that you receive text messages. And then once you confirm it, it will ask you for a username and password. And please type in your legal name just because that's on the billing. But as far as we're concerned, the account's set up under Jean Hawk, so we're always going to go by that. But just for the billing, it's under the legal name, okay?
The full legal name?
Yeah, just do it exactly the way you showed me on the billing, LeBron Eugene Hawk. And then you hit confirm, your sign that it went through is it's going to ask you for a username and password. Now, you don't have to worry about that username and password right now because that's all going to be provided during the client interview. But my main thing is just getting that pricing locked in for you.
Okay, I signed that. Can you see it on your end?
Let me double check.
It took me to the username and password, so I think it went through.
I think so, but let me check. Oh, yep, I got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So you're all good to go there. And then lastly, just because you spoke with Rona and then I think right before that you spoke with someone else, if you ever want to reach me directly, you would call that same number that you just got on those text messages, which is a toll-free number. And my extension is 777. My name is Tina, okay? And if you ever wanted to call in and let's say you just have an update or a billing question or, you know, something that you want to add to the campaign, you could always call in and hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay? And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Okay, sounds good. I have one question.
Sure.
I'm not sure how much manipulation freedom I have with changing numbers as far as contact numbers and things like that. Mm-hmm. for the system. Like, I'm not sure. I mean, I know that I'm good, you know, hiring you or anybody else I'm going to do local advertising with or something like that. I don't have a, you know, there's no restrictions there. I'm not sure what I can do about numbers, like you were saying, the same number for both locations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just have to...
If you had a Lakeland number that wasn't, like, provided through a marketing company, would they let you use it, or would they just say that, hey, since you're the owner of both locations, we want it to be under the same number? Or is that something that you just have to find out?
I think I just need to make a call and ask and find that out.
Okay.
I mean, it would just be, but you said that even if it is a different number, you could still route it to my CSR, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll still go to the same phone number. It's just for, you know, marketing purposes. Google likes to see a consistent phone number that matches each area that they're calling and one that's not a duplicate with another location. So it's just something that would help your rankings on each of them.
Okay, you don't think there'll be any problem with reviews? Maybe they're dropping reviews if we change the number now that's linked to those other reviews?
No. Because the Google business page, you have a separate one set up for each location. So we would just go in and change the phone number on the Lakeland one, but it wouldn't affect the reviews or anything like that. Okay.
On that
note, I want to tell you that the system automatically sends out an email on all new accounts that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. Please ignore those because that's for a company that doesn't already have a Google business profile. You don't need to go through that step because you already have them. So I'm going to send you a fresh email that says, important, please add us to the Google business profile. And that's the one that I want you to refer to for each of them. So what you would do is just go log into the business profile for Lakeland and then add local splash as a manager and then go back and log into the one as Tampa and you use the same instructions to add local splash to Tampa. Okay, so I'll send you that email. So, and I think they already sent you two because there's two locations, action needed, pictures for Google verification. Don't worry about that. You already have a verified Google listing. Now, I'm also going to send you from my personal email at Local Splash an email that says, please reply to this email with the addresses, okay? So if you can, you know, call your corporate and you find out which addresses were used, then absolutely reply to this email, and then I can update the profiles for you prior to your appointment on Monday. If for some reason you have a hiccup getting that, then don't worry. The technician will also follow up on Monday, okay? And then the same thing would apply to the phone number situation. If you find out that you can have the tracking number, you can just reply to this email, and then I can notate the account. And if you can't have it, that's okay, too. I'll just put it in the notes for the technician that per your corporation, you have to use the same phone number for each location.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much. I greatly appreciate it, Gene.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a nice weekend coming up, too, okay, Gene?
And tell Rona to keep up the good work.
I will. I'm actually going to monitor her later today and just hear it because we have over 200 employees here, so sometimes it's hard to hear what they sound like on the phone, all of them. But now I'm curious that you said that. So.
Hey, you won't believe it, man. I wasn't sure if she was real or not.
That's funny. I think, like you said, she was probably trying to be super professional. So, because sometimes when you're not sure if it's real, it sounds nice, but it's almost like there's no personality there, you know?
I didn't get that feeling. I just thought it was like a very good AI thing, I thought, is what it was.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you for the heads up there. I'm going to let her know that you said all positive things about her.
Okay. All right.
All right. Take care, Gene. I enjoyed talking to you.
You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.